parts of a wagon and what you, you know, what you use for the wagon?
Well, yes. First thing you got to do is to have a hub to make a wheel and the spoke to put in it and the rim to put around and the iron. And then you got to heat that iron to shrink it down and know just how you got to make your wood rim solid enough that you got to have a little wood wheel between two little slots like that and roll it around and numbers on it and know how far to go. And then you tell, run it around your iron and tell how much you got to expand it to, so it'll shrink up on that. It's got to be smaller than that rim when it shrinks.
Okay. Well, what would you call the thing you put the wheels on?
You got to have an axle with a hub on it,
uh-huh.
With a wheel and a nut on the end to hold it.
Okay. And what'd you call the wood on which the tire was fixed?
It's made out of oak.
Oh, I see. When you speak of the felly, have you ever heard of that word?
The what?
You know what the felly is?
I don't believe I do.
Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call a bar of wood that the traces are fastened onto?
Shaft.
The shafts?
Yeah. And they got the piece of chain hooks to it is a single tree on the cross piece on the shaft.
Okay. If you had two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call a thing that both of these are hitched to?
Well, that's
in order to keep the horses together.
That's one tongue, and you got a double tree in the front of the horse.
Okay.
And a double tree in the back, and a two single tree on that double tree. You see. And
okay.
You got a chain from each yoke in the front. You got a yoke, and a hook from the collar of each horse to hold them together.
Okay.
And they pull back, that keeps the wagon in position. They can't go forward and they back it up.
All right. Now, what would you say, what would you do with a wagon? You'd say, if there was a log in the road, you'd say you tie a rope to the log, get it out of the road,
then
you would do what?
Well, either that, if you had a saw and you knew it was going to be there, you'd take a saw and cut it and roll it out the way, or either get the horse and tie to it if it's a tree that you can handle and just pull it out the way, drag it out the way.
Okay. Say, I tied a rope to it and
tied a rope or a chain to it and drag it out of the way. But a lot of time people would go around one until somebody would go there and move the tree. You know, they wouldn't take it.
Okay.
When they get tired going around, somebody close by would use it to road a lot. They'd go there and maybe cut it tie a chain or a rope around it and pull it out the way with the horse, you know.
Okay. Now, can you tell me about the different sort of things you use to break the ground with in the spring?
Well, yeah. We use a turning plow.